Hey there, Patriots fans. I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live back in the halls of Gillette Stadium. And joining me is Dominique Easley. Dominique, thanks for taking the time to hang out and chat. Like I said, back in Gillette with the Jets on tap. I know it's only your second year as a Patriot, but you've had a taste of how vicious this rivalry can get. Yeah. What kind of atmosphere are you expecting?
It's an intense rivalry, you know. We both hate each other, so it's going to be a good game. You know, both teams are good. They're leading in rushing, and we're undefeated. They're undefeated, so it's going to be good.
And that leads right into first place in the AFC East on the line. How do you disrupt this Jets offense?
Just stick to the game plan, really. You just got to stick to the game plan.
All right, something fun. I saw on social media that there might have been a little bit of a locker room rivalry among you guys this week with a specific SEC game. Can you tell me a little bit about the game and the wager and who might have won or lost?
It was the Florida versus LSU, and yeah, he won. LaFell won, so we had to wear his LSU shirts, and put it on our social media.
And did you have to wear it anywhere else during the day, or was it just?
Yeah, it was just for the picture. It was just for the that was a little bit too much. That was a little bit too much.
All right, Dominique, I know you're a busy guy, so I'm going to let you go and keep your Jets prep going. Thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. All righty. All right, guys, so still a couple of things to be on the lookout for. Injuries. The Patriots injury list has had its ups and downs this week. We saw the return of Brandon LaFell and Brian Stork, but Marcus Cannon and Jabal Sheard both did not practice this week, and with multiple other players on the limited participation list, the Patriots roster could be a little thin against the Jets, which is dangerous when you have threats like Chris Ivory, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, of course, Darrell Revis. We'll have to see who will show up in uniform on Sunday. For now, I'm Miranda Mason for Game Day Live.